Hi there. The word for today is on the power of one. In Judges 6, verse 14, God said to Gideon, "Go in the strength you have. Am I not sending you?" Now, Gideon came from a family of idol worshippers, so probably didn't think he had much of a future. But God saw differently. And he said to Gideon, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am not I sending you?" And today Gideon is remembered as one of the greatest leaders in the Bible. Why? Because God does not consult your past in order to determine your future. You may be focusing your problems, but God's looking at your potential. Now, Gideon's story is known as something that could be described as the power of one. One person making a difference. Do you doubt that one person can make a difference? Winston Churchill convinced England that they could survive and overcome the Nazi war machine, and they did. Lee Iacocca turned the Chrysler Car Company around and saved it. Florence Nightingale transformed the care of patients by emphasizing sanitary design and hygiene in hospitals, practices that carry over into our day. Rosa Parks, one lone black woman, overturned two centuries of racial discrimination by refusing to give up her seat on the bus for a white man. Now, you don't have to be a Winston Churchill or an Abraham Lincoln or a Mother Teresa to make a difference. Indeed, your influence may not be as far-reaching as theirs, but the old saying goes, charity begins at home, which means you can make a difference where you are. You can grow and thrive where you've been planted. In A Psalm of Life, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow writes, and I quote, "Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime, and departing, leave behind us footprints on the sands of time." Like Gideon, you may not be able to change your family history or even undo your own past mistakes, but you know what? You can learn from them and grow strong and wise through them and create a legacy that outshines your heritage. You're not sure where to start? Commit your life to Christ and follow in His footsteps. That's the word for you today.